Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, June 8th. It's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. So today we'll be reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 85, the first paragraph down. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. And it ends with, it is the proper use of the will. We're studying that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Kathy B., the 12 Traditions, Nina R., and the readers of the text are Sherry Z., Margaret D., and Eileen M. The share ID for Wednesday, June 7th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 20,329. That's 20329. And for Thursday, June 8th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,335. That's 20355. Our newcomer greeter is Tamara C., and the announcements person is Leslie M. Our OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Somebody's unmuted. And I will now ask Kathy B. to read the 12 steps for us. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. I'm Kathy B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in Oklahoma. These are the 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service. I pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy B. And I will now ask Nina R. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Mo. This is Nina R., anorexic bulimic from New York. Excuse me. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems or money, property, and prestige divert us from a primary purpose. 7. Every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nina R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 85, first paragraph down. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action, and it ends with, it is the proper use of the will, and we'll be studying that one paragraph only. And I will now ask Sherry Z to get us started. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service and everyone on the line. I'm Sherry Z, recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We are headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. So, again, Sherry, recovered in Southern California. There is so much to unpack in this one paragraph, and I do think that God wrote and Bill wrote this paragraph for me. We always ask, how do you see yourself in the story? And this paragraph literally is my paragraph, and I'm sure it's all of yours as well. The first part is a warning. It's so easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. My instinct always is to rest on yesterday's shower. Like, I felt so good today, I don't need to do what I did yesterday. And there's always this voice that's like, you have so many other things you can do before program, so just do them first. And that has led to relapse so many times in my life, because compulsive overeating is subtle. It's very conniving, it's very cunning, and there is no cure I was born with this disease. I will die with this disease. And I actually dreamt last night that I died recovered, which was so beautiful. And what we have is a daily reprieve, contingent. The key word there is contingent. And it's so funny because I don't want it to be a daily reprieve. I want to get cured. That's my disease talking. That's Sherry's will, not God's will. But what it then says at the end of the warning is every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will. The vision is not Sherry's vision, God's vision of how can I serve thee? And I find that the days that I say, how can I best serve thee? This prayer, thou will, not mine, be done. As many times, not just when it comes into my mind, but when I carry a little slip of paper in my wallet, when I put it on my computer, when I have these reminders everywhere, when I set a timer, those days just go easier. I don't know what it is. It is so strange. But when I am focused on the daily reprieve, not waiting on yesterday. And then what I would say is that this idea that we're never cured is truly hard for me to swallow because it means that I truly have taken step one. I have put down the belief that I am powerful and I am true, that I'm powerless and only God can restore me to sanity. So for this morning, 10, 11, and 12, every day, I sometimes fight it. My sponsor knows, but the truth is that is the prayer. That is what will take me to recovery. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Sherry Z, for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you share it on Tuesday or Wednesday, please wait until tomorrow. I'll now take the names of those who would like to share.
Shanna C., Tennessee.
Eileen M.
Stephanie L.
Eileen M. Stephanie L. I have Shanna C., Eileen M., Stephanie L. Anyone else?
Dawn B.
Dawn B.
Jordan L.
Jordan L.
Laura W.
Laura W. Let's stop there. Very nice. Thank you very much. Shanna C., Eileen M., Stephanie L., Dawn B., Jordan L., and Laura W. I got everybody's last initial. All right. Everyone mute except Shanna C., followed by Eileen M. Good morning, Shanna.
Good morning. This is Shanna C., recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. So grateful to be on the meeting this morning, again this week, and to be right where we are. And I really can't add any more to what Sherry had said. I mean, I can identify completely. You know, I wake up every morning wanting to run the show. Like, my mind just goes there. That is my default. It doesn't mean I'm bad, good, or indifferent. It's just the way this disease is. And so grateful for the awareness that I don't have to have the expectation that I should be better off than what I am right now. That's another part where my mom tries to play tricks on me is, okay, you've been doing this for X amount of years now. You shouldn't be needing God so much. It's just you shouldn't be having to follow these directions. I mean, what are you, Wayne? You know, that's the kind of stuff my mind will tell me when it's actually quite the opposite. Like, I am literally not meant to live anything other than a day at a time. I mean, we plan, but we consider our plans for the day. With the understanding that I can't force solutions and there are going to be things that happen that are out of my control. and it's walking through and staying in the process when things that are out of my control happen, and I get to walk through those things with grace and dignity by the use of these directions on these pages. And so, yeah, you know, for me, I wake up in the morning and it's like, okay, my mind is going. Okay, God, please direct my thinking. You know, and I literally try my very best to follow the literal directions on those pages in prayer and meditation every morning, and I read 84 through 88 every morning. You know, asking God to direct my thinking to be divorced of selfishness, well, self-seeking. self-seeking, fear, dishonest, self-seeking motives, all of those things. And then, you know, God, please remove any self-will that's got me blocked off from you today. And God, please keep me sober, abstinent, and sane, and grant me the willingness and the ability to stick with this food plan. You know, and how can I best serve thee? All of the things that have been talked about already. I mean, it's just, I do it every day. I don't have to like it. I don't have to feel it. It doesn't have to be a great day to do it. I don't have to be grateful. The cool thing is if I take the action, things change. And it's usually my perspective, and that changes everything, and especially how I approach the world. Oh, and another thing, I ask God to help me approach every moment and every situation only as he would have me. I've recently started doing that, and that's been very, very helpful. I hope that helps someone. So anyway, grateful to be abstinent today and feeling awesome, and grateful to not be alone on this journey, and that you guys are here and for your service. That's all.
Thank you, Shanna C. Up next is Eileen M., followed by Stephanie L. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., gratefully recovered in New Hampshire. You know, that first sentence is the warning, is we cannot let up on the spiritual program of action. Because here's the thing is that my ego, you know, my ego will attempt to take over and try to run my life again. And we know the acronym for ego is edging God out. You know, and I know I need my higher power every single day, because I've already proven that I can't manage my life on my own willpower. And the big book, you know, tells us that the spiritual malady is a chronic condition. You know, that's why we're not cured. It's, you know, malady means chronic. And every day I have to, you know, consider step 10. I have to look, you know, continue to take personal inventory, and when I'm wrong, promptly admit it. And I also have to do step 11. I have to seek through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact, asking God what God's will is for me. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, complacency does not work, because I have tried that. And, you know, it got me right back to, you know, struggling. And, you know, I've often heard that, like, you know, doing step 10, 11, 12 are the maintenance steps, but we have to keep growing our spiritual life as well, you know. And, you know, I love that where it says, Bill is just so descriptive in adjectives. You know, he says that, you know, food is the subtle, or compulsive eating is the subtle foe. You know, the key word is subtle, you know. Anyway, so I just want to say that, just you know, emphasize that complacency is not a slogan. You know, it does not work, and I have to keep doing this if I want continued recovery. So thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Eileen M. Up next is Stephanie L., followed by Dawn B. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Stephanie L., I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. What great shares. I also listened to the recording of the earlier meeting, and what great shares on that meeting, too. And this is really my story. You know, we read yesterday about, you know, the fruits of working these steps, right? You know, being safe and protected, being in a position of neutrality. You know, I have ceased fighting anything or anyone. And that was my story. I was feeling really good. And here's the thing, I did not heed this warning. You know, like people have shared, it is a warning. Because it is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action when life is going well. This, you know, this recovery gave me a bigger life with a busy and bigger life, right? And so I stopped, you know, it's contingent on, it's a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Well, I have to continue growing and enlarging this spiritual, this connection with this power, right? And I stopped doing that.
And within 3 months, the food seemed like a good idea again, because guess what? I was no longer safe and protected. I started to believe the lie that it'll be different this time, or I'm gonna just have a little bit more food today and it'll be fine tomorrow. And that's not how this works for a compulsive overeater like me, right? And I love my sponsor described this daily reprieve, the stay of execution. She described it as like being Cinderella at midnight, right? I have to continue doing these things, and I have to continue doing these 10 steps and clearing these resentments and enlarging my connection and my spiritual life, right? Asking God, excuse me, for God's will for me, not my selfish, self-centered, you know, will of what I think I should have and how I should be treated in this world. The proper use of the will is to, you know, is to ask this power who is saving my life every day. And then guess what? It's like if I do the same things I did yesterday, I spend time with God, I clear the wreckage of the moment or the whatever it is, right? I get to enjoy these fruits of these steps one more day, but it is one day at a time. And I can never forget, you know, that this, and I have written in my book, warning, 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 Will Robinson, you know, because this disease is waiting for me. So thank you so much for letting me share on my path.
Thank you very much, Stephanie L., for your share. Dawn B., followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. This is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. Love this paragraph. Just a beautiful, beautiful paragraph. So now we are resting in that connection, resting, not resting, like not continuing, but continuing. That is the word that's been repeated. We continue, we continue, we continue. And this is part of that continuation of the connection with our higher power. And to me, that connection with my higher power, that safe and protected, that state of ceasing to fight anything or anyone, the image of a baby wrapped in a burrito wrap, all snuggled so safe and so securely, just resting in God's loving arms. That is my beautiful, beautiful connection, where I'm at peace regardless of circumstances, resting in that powerful energy, the source of my safety, the source of my security. And it's a beautiful way of life to be safe and protected in those loving arms. And this paragraph tells me that every day is a day I must carry the vision of God's will into all my activities. So this is a beautiful invitation to pause, that sacred pause, as a dear fellow has said, the sacred pause when we can ask, God, how would you have me handle this one? You know, we're resting in that loving presence of our higher power. And each situation as it arises, we can lift it up before a higher power and say, how would you have me handle this one, God? You are my director. Give me my lines. What would you have me say in this situation? Help me to see this situation more like you see it, God. What is your will for me? Help me to see this other person more like you see them. Help me to love them as you would delight in me loving them, God. Give me your words. What's your will in this situation? And I can do that, have that sacred pause before each and everything that arises during the day. And that's why it says these are thoughts which must go with us constantly. So this is a beautiful invitation into a beautiful dance with our higher power, where we are invited to share in this peace that is not dependent on circumstances. It's only dependent on the connection with our higher power, with us continuing to be that beautiful, peaceful little infant resting, that infant with a smile on their face, resting in those loving arms. How would you have me handle this one, God? Give me your words. How would you have me act? Help me to love them as you would delight in me loving them. Help me to see myself more like you see me. Help me to love myself as you would delight in me loving myself. All is well because I am safe and secure in those protected arms. All is well. Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn B. Up next is Jordan L., followed by Laura W., and after Laura, I will take another list of names. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very humbled and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. There's a lot of compulsive overeaters that are not here. So I'm very grateful to be here. I'm very grateful for all of the shares. I love how these directions are so relevant and helpful. Even for folks that are very different from each other personality-wise and have very different life circumstances. I love how these directions, they fit into whatever it is that we're going through, you know, whatever our experience has been. And not only that, but they fit for the person that has just finished their amends and is starting to work 10, 11, and 12. And they also fit for the person who has been here for 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years and is like continuing to practice. I think for me, like what hit me this morning is that the longer I'm here, the more laurels I have to rest on. and the easier it gets to rest on them, you know? I have a lot of examples of what recovery has done for me in the past. And it's easy to use those as an excuse to like, quote unquote, take a day off, you know? So I'm grateful for the reminder of what we really have. What we really have is a daily reprieve, and that's it. And it's like, it's so beautiful that like, that's what each one of us has. The person with one day who just got on this line and maybe ate last night, that's what they have, a daily reprieve, like this one day, as well as the person who's got like 40 years abstinent. Like that's what they have is a daily reprieve. It's like this ultimate evening, if you will. And so I think that I think that's why this continues to work even after all these years. And I guess I'm like very appreciative of that because I got sober in 2009 in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I had a really, really beautiful spiritual experience where I connected with other people for the first time in my life and was really happy. And I lost that. I didn't get drunk, but I really did like give all of that up in order to return back to like self-will and running the show and doing things my way. And it was very subtle. and then I got abstinent in 2017, and I remember that. Like that experience is a part of me now. So I'm very appreciative to be here, still abstinent, and still like very happy about it, and still very much connecting with other compulsive overeaters. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Jordan L. And before I take Laura W., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 85, first paragraph down. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action, ending with, it is the proper use of the will. And after Laura W., I will take more names. Good morning, Laura. Laura? can't hear you. Press star one. Can I be heard?
You can, Mo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can be heard.
Thank you, Reggie. All right. I don't know what happened to Laura. I'll wait another minute. Maybe she had it dropped out and sign on again. Otherwise, I'll start taking a list of names for the next share. Who would like to share on this paragraph? Anyone like to share?
This is your name,
Laura.
Elaine from New York.
Elaine?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the third day that I haven't shared.
Well, that's up to you, Elaine. I can't do that, so I'll just take your honesty on that.
Okay.
And Laura, don't get off. We'll get you as soon as I get this list of names.
Well, Tara L.
Ian F.
Reggie O. And Ian F. And Reggie O.
Luann.
Luann, did I hear?
Yeah, Luann.
Nadia. I'll stop there with Luann. Luann. D, is it?
C.
Okay. Okay. All right, I have Elaine G., Kara L., Ian F., Reggio, and Luann, I think it's D., but I'm going to start with Laura W., if you're back on the line. Everybody else, please mute your phone, except Laura. Are you there, Laura? Wow. I'm not hearing you. So, no, I'm just not hearing you, Laura. I'm going to go to in sense of time. I'll go to Elaine G. Elaine G, you're up, followed by Kara L.
Hi everybody. This is Elaine G. from New York. Glad to be here. Always glad to be here. And this paragraph really rang a bell at me. And as people have said . It's happened to me where I had a really good day yesterday, today, it didn't happen today yet, but I did everything perfect, working my tools and my steps, calling people, this and that, and then I sort of forget, you get amnesia kind of thing, and yesterday, no, it wasn't that good, no. But anyway, I was supposed to go to a party. And, in short, I was supposed to bring food, and they didn't have the party. And so, I said to myself, what am I going to do here? And so I gave some to my friends, the other friend, and then, unfortunately, I gave too much to myself, saying that I got to eat this. But anyway, today's another day, and, that's my disease talking, telling me, what are you going to do with all this food? I got rid of the soda because I gave up, sweets, sugar, and artificial sweetener. Got rid of that. But today's a new day, and I just want to say I'm glad I'm here, and thanks.
Thank you very much, Elaine G. Followed by Kara L. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. In looking at this paragraph, I say, resting on my laurels, not cured, a daily reprieve, the maintenance. And I think about, there's a little line in here, it says, alcohol is a subtle foe. And I think, well, what is really the subtle foe for me? Well, the subtle foe for me is my own brain. That is the subtle foe for me. I don't know if you can identify, but I know sometimes I get in the day and I get almost frantic or frenetic with my activity. And then I start, I'll drop a glass or I'll do something. And in that moment, I just used to get more and more upset and go faster and faster. And today, I'm so grateful today that in that moment when I've dropped the glass or I'm moving so frenetically, I can stop and say, oh, here's the subtle foe. It's me. And God, I need, you know, please help me to slow down. This is when I stop and I reach out to my higher power and I just say, okay, on my own, I am complicated, difficult, and frantic. In my higher power's will, it's almost as time slows. And I am calm. And things that I can never imagine just happen naturally. And that's how I can tell the difference between my will and God's will. And I have to seek that every day. Because I wake up in that frantic mindset of things that need to be done. People that I need to talk to. You know, and it's when I take the time and I say, okay, on my own, I'm kind of a mess. In God's will, life just flows. I have a visualization. I walk down a pier, I step into a boat, and I just go with the flow. I'm not jumping out of the boat and trying to swim upstream. I'm going into the loving arms of my higher power. And as it says here, I stop and I say, thy will and my will be one. You know, God, please, thy will and my will be one, which is not my line, but I totally stole it from somebody else in another meeting. And I love that sentiment. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mo, it's Laura W.
Oh, you're on. Go ahead, Laura.
So sorry. I had to hang up and call on him from a landline. Something was happening with my phone. Anyway, I'm grateful to be here. My name is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and exercise bulimic from South Jersey. And this is one of my favorite paragraphs in the whole book. You know, it says, it's easy to let up on our spiritual program of action. It doesn't say it's easy to let up on our spiritual program of abstinence. It says action. And that just tells me that this is so much more than just about a food plan. It's so much more about weighing and measuring my food. It's so much more about calling my food in. I mean, I do these things because they enhance my recovery, but it's a plan of action. There's two musts in this one paragraph, and I think there's something like 67 musts in the first 164 pages of the Big Book. And Bill and Bob and the writers of the Big Book, I was told that they were very humble people, and they weren't bossy. They didn't tell us what to do, but they're telling us we must do this. Just like I must pull the ripcord when I jump out of an airplane or else I'm, you know, headed for trouble, literally. And, you know, how can I best serve thee? Thy will not mine be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. I need to stay connected to my higher power, to God, every minute of every day. And when I don't, I need to pull back in. And that's just like practice, practice, practice. And somebody in this program told me, you know, one day without God and God knows, 2 days without God and I know, 3 days without God, and everybody knows. You know, therefore, if I'm not connected to God, you know, maybe I have some money in the bank and I go a day or two where I'm not doing all of the things that I do. But if I continue that, I'm headed for trouble. And that's not just a promise, that's a guarantee. And, you know, it's because food and restriction for me and exercise bulimia, they're subtle foes. And next thing you know, we're pounding on the bar going, how the hell did I get here? You know, I thought I was doing well. So this is, this is not an overnight matter. This must continue for a lifetime, it tells us. So I'm grateful for that reminder, and I'm grateful that there's no finish line. You know, we get to do it every day. We get to be better every day. We get to try each day. You know, it's not like we give up and fail. You know, okay, we get a chance to do it again. So grateful, and I wish everybody a good day. Thanks for letting me share, and thanks for calling on me. Pass.
Yeah, I'm glad you got in, Laura W. Thank you very much. Up next is Ian F., followed by Reggie O. Good morning, Ian.
Hey there, I am Ian F., compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be here. Talking about spiritual program of action and resting on our laurels brings me back to this point in my recovery where I was just like in constant fear that if I didn't hit all my OA check boxes, I would just go out. And I remember my sponsor telling me, and she was like, if you are living in fear in this way, you are going to go out. Your fear of going out is going to take you out. And something that I have discovered is that if I'm having checkboxes that I feel like, oh, I need to do this for my recovery. I need to go to a meeting. I need to make 3 calls a day. I need to do this. I need to do that. It's not a very healthy mindset to be in. And what it says here is we have a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. We have to carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. And so, you know, I love calling folks. I love hopping on meetings. I love writing. I do most of those things every day, if not all of them. But the part where I take this into my work and into my family life is equally as important. You know, like OA is not a time commitment that I spend separate from my life. OA is how I live my life. And so when they talk about it's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action, I've never once in my recovery gone, you know, I don't really feel like I need OA today. It never manifests itself like that for me. It's always like, I have this beautiful life. I'm starting a career. I have friends. And I can show up for those now. I have family. Look at all these wonderful things that I want to do. And there's so much hope and possibility. And, oh, I haven't meditated for a couple days. Now I'm getting angry at everyone else. What's happening? Why is this happening? Why am I freaking out? And then I realize, oh, I haven't been, you know, I haven't been practicing my spiritual program. And so taking a look at it in the context of this is a way of life is really helpful to me. The checkboxes no longer become checkboxes, and they become the things that I look forward to every day because they allow the other stuff to happen. And then I'm getting caught up in, like, I would rather be on Amazon right now, straight up. But I also know that my connection to OA is more important than that. So being able to let that stuff go. That's about all I have to share. Love you guys. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Ian F. We have Reggie O, followed by Luann D. I think it's D. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, and good morning, everybody. My name is Reggie O, gratefully recovered in the San Antonio area of Texas. And, boy, this is a little bit of a warning and a reminder after some amazing promises. And I've heard before people say that the 10-step promises are the 10-step promises are actually the description of being recovered. So that's a good reminder. But it's the last sentence says, this is how we react. We have these promises. I have these promises so long as I keep in fit spiritual condition. So I'm in good spiritual condition when I get here, but I have to do some work to stay in fit spiritual condition. And coming from an athletic background, I'm reminded how true that was. And I was thinking about the body and muscles as people were reading, because if I don't exercise, use my muscles, they're going to deteriorate. If I just sit and read a book all day, if I've been in really good fit, top shape, I'm not going to be that way for very long, because the muscles need action. And I read this book called Mastery once by George Leonard, and he said that masters do the basics every single day, and that's how they remain masters. He said, you know, like basketball players, you know, the NBA players will shoot a couple of hundred free throws every day. So, and it's easy to let up. And years ago in program, I thought there would be a place, and I couldn't wait to get there where I would be there having done that. But you know what? It was, I thought, wow, I'm never there, because I have to, you know, I have to keep doing. And every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. And I was looking at that sentence this morning and thinking, God's will is to do God's will. And that is to be one of the major things we learn, is to be in service to other people. And I was also thinking about that this morning. And some time ago, I thought, you know, I had this new definition of service, and it's love and action. So it's, and I haven't thought about that in a long time, but the actions I take are loving actions because my God is love. And if my God is love and I'm doing God's will, then my actions must be loving actions. And so it's just really, this is just such a beautiful and good reminder coming off 9 and 10 and the amazing promises that we have. And we just keep, you know, building our spiritual muscles so we keep the channel open so we can keep doing God's will, which is everybody has mentioned on this line so far today, is a far better way of life, a far better way of living than we had done in the past. So I'll pass with that.
Thank you very much, Reggio. And our last share will be Luann B. Good morning, Luann.
Hi, Mo. Hey, everyone. Thank you for all the great chairs. I'm Luann C., like a couch in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, it is
cool. Yeah, that's cool. this was bringing up some. This is. I'm so happy we're on this week. So when I renewed my vows in OA, so to speak, I got a new sponsor from Vision, and I was telling her why I binge at night. And I was saying, oh, you know, I'm just too tired to write that 10th step, and it was always a weak spot in my program. And she said something like, you know, Luann, I find it so interesting that you won't take the 10 minutes to do a 10th step, and yet you spent the next 48 hours recovering from the binge. And that was a wake-up call for me. And so now I'm doing my 10th step every day, and it is keeping me, you know, above the turmoil of my emotions. And I have a 10th step partner. And what I'm finding is that what used to be just an end of the night thing I did, it's now turned into a functionality of awareness throughout the day as I look for the things that I'm going to be talking about. So, you know, I'm just so grateful to be safe and protected today in this program. And, you know, only God could come up with this. Thank you. I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Luann. We have time for maybe a one-minute share, if somebody would like that. If not, we will close the meeting.
Hi, this is Michelle in California.
Okay, Michelle, I'll give you 1 minute.
Great. I just want to make it really brief. I'm just kind of claiming my seat, and it feels really good to be in program. There's so many things that come up emotionally, and before it would just take me out to the food, and I'm just so grateful for God and the 12 steps and for all of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Michelle G. And thank you everyone who shared today on the meeting and all those who gave service. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Margaret D. to read page 164, A Vision for You. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret D., Georgia. And I'm so grateful to be a recovered compulsive eater, recovered only through God's grace and mercy. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.